Brilliance Audio. Lie to Her by Melinda Lee. Performed by Christina Traister. Chapter 1. There's no line between love and hate, not even a fine one. It's a mud puddle, quicksand, and you can be simultaneously mired in both. Let me explain. You love someone, they reject you. Now you hate them, but you still can't stop loving them, even if you hate yourself for it. A hot fucking mess, right? I halt on the shoulder of the road. As the tires hit the gravel, the steering wheel vibrates under my hands, as if my SUV understands the significance of the moment. My heartbeat accelerates, my blood rushes, and heat blooms on my skin. I lower the window and take a deep breath, holding the cool December air in my lungs for a few seconds. I smell burning leaves and dampness. The first snow of the season is forecast for this evening. The weather won't affect my plans. Nothing will. I exhale slowly, then repeat the exercise twice more until my pulse steadies. After weeks of preparation, the first step of my plan is finally coming to fruition. I can't, won't, lose my nerve. Forest and fields flank the country lane. Winter has stripped the trees bare. There are three houses in sight. The blue salt box in front of me is currently for sale, vacant and dark. It's been on the market for over a year and clearly no one has shown any interest in buying it. The property is listed as is. The siding desperately needs power washing. The lawn is both overgrown and dying. Weeds strangle the shrubs, and the rusted mailbox, beaten down by corrosion and neglect, leans on its post as if too exhausted to remain upright. My gaze shifts to the house across the street, a tiny white ranch-style home. A lamppost and a porch light both blaze. The owner left for work at 4:30, as he does every weekday afternoon. He must work nights, because he never returns until early morning. I know this because I've been watching the street, making careful notes about the residents' activities. It's the third house that interests me. The small farmhouse on the other side of the salt box. Spencer LaForge. The first name on my list lives there. Lights glow inside and out. On his dating app profiles, Spencer describes himself as a 47-year-old digital marketer. His photos show a fit, attractive man with a smile full of straight white teeth and enough of a tan to make him appear outdoorsy. He claims to enjoy good conversation and a nice Pinot Noir. His hobbies include running, hiking, and reading. He's looking for companionship and romance. That's not what he's going to get today. He doesn't deserve a nice life anyway. He's a liar, a cheat, a player. But the truth wouldn't make an attractive dating profile, would it? Superficial middle-aged douchebag seeks hot younger woman to fuck and dump. Wouldn't get many swipes. Killing him might seem a little harsh, but Spencer is a liar. Not the worst one, but a liar just the same. He must pay for the way he treats people. Today, I'll cross him off my list. I pull back onto the road, park in the driveway of the vacant house, and get out of my SUV. I take my small backpack from the rear seat and heft it over one shoulder, then hoof it across the lawns to Spencer's driveway. I stop in front of his attached garage, pull disposable gloves from my pocket, and tug them on. Then I enter Spencer's 4-digit passcode into the pin pad mounted next to the door frame, another important detail I gleaned from watching him through my binoculars.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?